Zechanishmas Avimori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zechanishmas Danel Shein of Us, Yeshua Fowler. Okay, good morning, everybody. Hello. How's everybody? Okay, if you can put on your screens, it's always good to see everybody. Hi, Rabbi Amster, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, good, Rabbi. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Likewise. Okay. So we ended up last week with the Machlokas, Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Ephraim, Hanan Mishari Surim. Okay, so now we have the last part of the packet to do. And that's regarding Trey Mashahu. So let's take a look. On page 20. In this, the bottom line in the Ramah, in this Arev Yovesh. So we did this last week in this Arev Yovesh B'Yovesh, page 23, Law Minan Peshum Isur Chatichanas as the Vela, right? That we saw. So now let's look in the Taz and Sif Kot and Tez Zayin on page 20. Okay, that we know. Right, so we saw that Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that you need no Saint Tam for an Issa Mashahu now to affect the next piece. Because one piece is affecting the other piece, the other piece is affecting the other piece. So it's only if the vela affected the first piece, it has a sinas tam. That was the whole kash of Toisvus, right? Because then we said you need a be'en, and then that piece will affect the next piece. So kaza ator dasha be'en tam shaposuk sha'av b'shari surim efshar, yeah. You need a nesinas tam from the nevela to the first piece, and then that piece can affect the other piece. Because it was only a mashu in the first piece, it's not going to affect the next piece. Walker din zemeti isuper gira nasha. Dorish Rav, Kevin Shanosan Tam Bechaticha, Chaticha Asmas Nazan Avela, Voseris Kola Chatichas Kulam, Mibnei Shen Mina. Umuki Lo, Abai Hossam, Shachatichas Nevela, Haisat Chilam, Vishelus, Vichaticha Achas Kshera, Vikibla Tam. Page 21, May had a veil of Chakak Silach had a veil of Inir Sham Harbe Ksheros. Right, so the nevela affected the first piece, and now that piece now goes into a pot with other pieces. So then that's going to affect the second pieces if there was nesinas tam. Avshei shishim connected. Al libid Rabbi Yehuda came minus vile min bemino mashu vikshutosus. Lamali shachatich shenesu nasem b'kochan nevela nos lebatam. Why do you need nesinas tam? If you're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, so the first piece, even if it's a mashu. Even if there's shishim, it'll lasser, and then the second, that'll lasser the next piece. I feel the mashu yochel lesser osab neishi mina. Kiyeh she osers achar kecher cheres mashu. Fitir she benetam No, the he goof of Mitzvah Rabbi Cholshu, Mikol Malkam, Lord Mira, Shatas, and the Vein Lesser, Kolachater, Keris Kavish, he Atzmolo, Nesra El Becholdehu. Rumors a daffa picture of Yehuda, have you been Bemina, Mashu, Mikol Malkam, and Dafka, Shetchila Nesra Bemashu. Although this Mashal Chaka, Bemina, Inkan Koch Lesser, and Shishis, and Grachifa, Lord Mira, Mikol Min Bemino, Kavish, and Gufa Isser. You need the Gufa Isser. You need a Be'en. Like we said in the Yisra Bracha. El Shabola be Yisra Mashal. Okay. Okay. How you shine Chaticha Shem Mutoris. Of a Nesra Chaticha Tchila be Yisra Harbe. Shos Abatam. As a says Mashu Mina Acheres Volo Mahani Shishim Kenegda. And he says, what's the source? He goes, what's the source of Rabbi Yehuda? That Mimba Mina was Eda Bato. Because it says, V'lakach bidam ha-par v'dam ha-soyer. Right? So Dhamma Par is much bigger than the soya. So you, so the par, the blood from the par is a lot, and you mix the Dhamma Hasoya, the goat, right, in the Dhamma Par. But it's still called Dhamma Soya. Why is it called Dhamma Soya? It's bottle on the Dhamma Par. The answer is because it's both Dham. And Bimbamino is ain't no bottle. But it's only because it's a Be'en that fell in. But if it's a Taruvis, even though it asks the first piece for Mashu, but that first piece is not going to ask the second piece. Because it wasn't a bad. He says, "V'chemish amin itzvar zu bi iser mashu b'min b'min l'Rabbi Yehuda shu menator ked iser reish per kisur adam." Kora lakach dava par mikol shekei shenei mahalchim bi iser mashu midrabbanon kachomitz bePesach. The iser b'mashu shulah midrabbanon. V'chein yainas pshita shukol shenasa tchila.
So you say, for example, like this. What would you happen if you had, you cooked on Pesach, a potato, and with chametz, a little bit of chametz. So now the time of the chametz goes into the potato. So you can't eat the potato. The potato is a mashu. Now what if now that potato gets cooked with carrots, so the Taz says it's not gonna answer. Why? Well, just like we said, when an avela has a mashu into one kosher piece A, and then kosher piece that answers it, but then kosher piece A can't answer kosher piece B because it's not a ben, right? So the same thing by chametz. If chametz got into you cooked chametz with a potato, and the potato was much bigger than the chametz. So it's still also because there's a mashu, even though it was shishim. And then you take the potato, and then you cook it with carrots. So the Taz says, it's not going to aser. Because chametz for Pesach is also iser mashu. Because iser mashu for Rabbi Yehuda is mimbamino, that he holds every mimbamino. But we hold that we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But what we hold is an Issur Mashu by Chometz B'Pesach. But the Taz says the same idea, that there's no Issur Mashu if it's unless it's a Be'en. So if the first Issur Mashu, first Chometz, was cooked with the potato, and now the potato's also because there's because even though there was Shishim Kineged, the Chometz in the potato, so it's going to ask the potato, and now the potato is going to be cooked with something else. It's not going to answer because it's not a be'en. Chayyai nesa, pshit, tishkol she nesa, tchid l'machem et mina b'mashu, heinu osa chakach, im nofel acher, v'yishishim kenegdo. That's a mashu oser. Mishum hochi kosev atur, afil l'nesa, machem et mina, she oser b'mashu l'yuda, ho mishum menator, ke d'prishus, kol shekei chomis b'pesach. We dog, pe mino b'em shalom mino. The mashu oser lo nasa nevela. And that's the shita of the Taz, that what? That Trey Mashahu lo amrinan. That you can't have, if the first thing is asa b'mashahu, then and that falls in or is cooked with something else, that's the second mashahu. So a mashahu can't ask another mashahu because it's not a be'en. Because once it's a mashahu, it's not a be'en. So that's what he writes here on the page, on the left side here. The first word in Lefarish. Lefarish, had the Pasak. First word in the line is Lefarish. Had the Pasak.
Shulchan Aruch, but for Chaim Simitov Mem Zayin, Shedin Taruvus Chametz Upesel B'Mashub, Kitaruvus Armin B'Shishim, Haynu B'Taruvus Harishon. Aval B'Taruvus Hasheni Eino Ozer B'Mashuhu. It's a Chayim Kivin Shataruvus Harishon Loitza El Hagdei Mashuhu. And that's the concept that they say from the Taz, that Trey Mashuhu Lo Amrina. Okay, so basically, what the Taz is saying is, you know, the case in the Gemara was Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, right? But Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if a nevela was cooked with kosher piece A, and there's shishim keneged, but it's still going to ask for mashu because Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino eino batel, and that's an isumashu, min b'mino eino batel. Because nisumashu means that there's no bittel. Even if you have shishim, it's still aser. That's what a nisumashu is. And then that piece is going to cook with another piece, so it's not going to aser, because the Gemara says it's only if the first piece had a nesinas tam. Only in the veil had a nesinas tam in the first piece. But mimimino, so, right, so it doesn't work. But now the Taz is giving you a practical case. Because, again, we don't paskel like Rabbi Yehuda. So the practical case is by Chometz B'Pesach. If Chometz B'Pesach was cooked with potato, kosher piece A, and then the potato is cooked with another potato, or it's cooked with carrots, or whatever it is, then it's not going to answer, because then it'll be Trey Mashu. It'll, because the Chometz answered the potato, it was Shishin Kenegdo, so it's in the Samashu, and now the potato is answering the next thing. So Trey Mashahu Lom Rina. That's the Taz. Okay? Wow. Okay, so the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef argues with the Taz. Okay, there's this, the Kudas HaKesef here on page 21. Okay, and he's going to say that it's not true. That if you have the case of the Taz, what's the case of the Taz? He had chametz, and the chametz was cooked again with a potato. And the potato was much bigger than the chametz, so it was had shishim, but it's still also b'mashu. And then that potato you cook with potato A, you cook with potato B, or with the carrots, or whatever it is. Then it's not going to be able to go into the next piece, because trey mashu lo amrinan, right? So, and l'chora, the Taz makes a lot of sense. That's the Tosis. I mean, the Taz is just explaining the Tosis, like the Yisabrach explained, Trey Mashu Lo Minin. And then the Taz just gave you another practical example from Chometz B'Pesach. So the Nekudas HaKesef is going to argue. So let's see the Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef is the Shach. The Shach is the Shach, but when the Shach has his comments on the Taz and things like that, that's the Nekudas HaKesef. So he says, on the third line, on the bottom of page 21, the third line. Barash Mashad Rasulom the Bachamitz Papesach Nispashal im Khatiha Vakakh Nispashal also Khatiha Imachiris in Oseris Bamashu, that's the Taz. Who dover Tamua. He says it's Tamua. It's a Pella. Meaning he argues with that. He thinks it should asa. Vishaldi Lakama Rabone Kishishoi. He says, and I asked many elder rabbanim. Rabbani Kishishai means older rabbanim. Ugdole hamorim, and big poskim, v'kulam omru pe'echad, shimei olam nohagim leser kol hataruvos. He says, no, that not only the first taruvos is aser, in other words, if the chametz b'pesach is the first potato, and then the first potato cooks with the second potato, it's going to aser the second potato. So, which is l'chora,
So the question is why? I thought the Taz made a lot of sense. I thought the Taz was very good. So the Shach is going to argue. Why? Because in the case of the Vivela in Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Gemara. You can't argue with that. Say Mashim Medivir Hatur or Chaim. Say Mitav Sabach Zayim Medivir Vein Ramo. Chayim Dirim Be'emes Tam Mikro Mokom Oso Tam Mashu Shebechatich HaMishol Oseh Shuf HaChayus Kevin Demchomet Pesach Mashu Ben Bemino Bilim Shubo Bemino. So you have to realize one thing that's different by Chomets Pesach and other things. Usually the din of that there's an Isser Mashu is Bemim Bemino. In other words, like the nevela with the kosher piece of meat. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, if there would be a nevela with a potato, and there would be shishim keneged, shishim with the potato keneged the piece of meat, it would be batal. Because there's no din mashahu by what? By a potato with meat. Because that's minyan b'shein amino. So even though the shishim keneged the potato and the piece of meat, but it'll be batal. Because the din of ain't a bottle, or Rabbi Yehuda, is min b'mino ain't a bottle. So too by chametz by other things. But by chametz b'pesach, we have a chiddush that the din of chametz is also b'mashahu, is not only b'min b'mino, it's even b'min b'she'eino mino. An added chumrah. So if you have a piece of chametz, a piece of bread, and it gets cooked with a potato, which is bigger than the piece of bread, and it's a shishim, you can't eat the potato, because it's also mashu. Ah, it's mim b'shein amino. One is a piece of bread, one is a potato. Doesn't matter. The din is, that's not the chiddush of the shach. The Rambam says that already. That the din of chametz b'pesach also b'mashu is not only mim b'mino, it's even mim b'shein amino. Okay, so what? Therefore what? Oh, so keep going. But that's the first thing you have to know. So he says, the Mikomoko, you know, where is it? Avo Pishim. One second. Yeah, so he says like this. But what about Tosfos? Tosfos says like the Taz. The Taz is not saying, Taz isn't clear. If you ask a Taz, you say a Chiddush, you say, I'm not saying a Chiddush, I'm just quoting in the Tosfos. So what's the problem? But now the Taz, the Shach explains. Lo domi l'mashkos v'tosfos arosh. In Cain, like the member, the also Masha Shemachatich is yes or call Chatich as Acherus. Came in the Chaticha lo Nasas Nevela. In Cain, lo Havi also Masha who the Gabba Chatich as Acherus Mino. The Lo Shemino Rabbi Hudo, the Mim Mino lo Botel, the also Min who shall Issel Vado. It was Mim Mino, according to Rabbi Hudo, lo Botel, is if there's Isser and then there's Heter. So therefore, min b'mino ain't a bottle. El k'she'osu min hu shal isu levado. Havam k'she'koch achim ruv bo, v'hachanami kevin t'achaticha lo nasas nevela, he can't also mashu. So he's going to give a different pshat than the Tosfos. Not like the Taz says it's in the train mashu lo amrinan. He says, why do you need the Tosa says, you need Nesinas Tam, the Gemara says. You need Nesinas Tam. So it'll be Mim. Why do you need Nesinas Tam? Because Nesinas Tam will say Chaticha Nasas Nevela. But why do you need Chaticha Nasas Nevela? The answer is, because the Isser Mashu is when only the Isser comes in. Like Dama Parva, Dama Sawyer. Only the Dama Sawyer is coming in, so it's not Batal. But if you have a piece of meat, say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that was Osir because it was cooked with a piece of Nevela. Right? Also because of a piece of Nevela. So, if you don't say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, so then you have the kosher piece of meat, and then you have a blia from a treif piece of meat. But now, when that's going to be cooked in the next piece of meat, then Heter and Isser are coming out into the next piece. And Isser Mashahu is only when it's only Isser. But when it's Heter and Isser coming out, that's called like Mimbashein Amino. So he says that when Heter and Isser come into the thing, so even though they're both meat, it's like the Vela was cooked with a kosher piece. So now it's Tame. But and if you don't say it, Nasas Nevela, right, it was all. So now when that piece, kosher piece A, is cooked with kosher piece B, then there's Tam Heter and Tam Isser coming into the new piece. So new piece is Heter. Now Isser and Heter are coming in. So we view Isser and Heter, Lagabi Heter, as Mimbashein Amino. So the reason why Isser, the first piece doesn't answer the second piece, if there's no Nesinas Tam, is because if there's Nesinas Tam, you say Nasas Nevela. And then it's all Isser. And then you can have an Isser Masho. But if it doesn't say Nasa Nevelo, so then you have an Isser Heter, and an Isser, you have Isser and Heter together. Right? So then, and that's cooked with another with piece of Heter. So it's Isser and Heter versus Heter, that's called Mimbashein Amino. And by Mimbashein Amino, you don't say it Isser Mashu. Because he's saying the Chiddush of Mimbashein Amino is not only a din of species. It's a din, sort of like the Ran and the Dharam type of thing that we had. It's but if the first piece of meat we say Nasas the Vela because it's in the Sinas Tam, then it's all Isser. Then Isser is coming to the Heter. That's a din of Mashu. But says the Shach, this is the Chap of the Shach. But by Chometz bePesach, if you cook Chometz with a potato, and it's batel, but there's still an Isser Mashu, and then you take that potato, cook it with another potato, and that second potato is Heter, and this is Isser v'Heter, it's still going to be Isser. You know why? Because the din of Mashu by Pesach doesn't apply only to Mim B'Mino, it even applies to Mim B'She'en Amino. And therefore, the Isser that's going to come from the first potato to the second potato is going to have Heter and Isser in it, then it's going to come into the second potato. So the Mela, then that's going to be what? Isser v'Heter coming into Heter, and that's called Mimbam Shein Amino. So by Rabbi Yehuda, she did Mimbam Amino, ain't a bottle only Mimbam Amino. But by Chometz with Pesach, we said before, the din of Chometz with Pesach, the Issa Mashu, by Chometz with Pesach, is even Min B'She'ein Amino. Right? If you cook Chometz with a potato, so it's Min B'She'ein Amino, and if the potato is Shishim Kedei Levatel, it's still Aser. Because the din of Min B'She'ein Amino, the din of Chometz with Pesach, Asher Mashu, the Min B'She'ein Amino, is not only Min B'Mino, it's even Min B'She'ein Amino. So therefore, the Shach disagrees with the Taz. And again, so the Taz learned Pshat. It's all like these are Baruch Hu words. How you learn Pshat and Tosis? Why does the first piece have to give an Asinus Tam for it to ask the second piece if you're following Rabbi Yehuda anyway? So the Taz says because you need a Be'en, and therefore, if it's not a Be'en, then it's just this a Mashu and Trei Mashu Lo Amrinan. So trei mashu lo amrinan in all cases by min b'mino according to Rabbi Yehuda and by chometz b'pesach also trei mashu lo amrinan. But according to the Shach, it's not a din of trei mashu lo amrinan. It's a din that if it's not nasas nevela, if it's nasas nevela, the whole thing is iser. But if it's not nasas nevela, it was only an iser mashu, so then it's heter iser v'heter, and iser v'heter going into heter is Mim B'She'en Amino. So Mim B'She'en Amino, there's no din of Issa Mashu. But B'chometz B'Pesach, the Issa Mashu is even Mim B'She'en Amino. So therefore, if the potato now has chometz in it, chometz tam, and then heter tam of the potato, and now that goes into the second potato, so it's Issa V'Heter going into heter, so that's like Mim B'She'en Amino. But still, Mim B'She'en Amino has an Issa Mashu by chometz B'Pesach. By Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that ain't a bottle, it's only Mim Amino. But the din that we have in Chumra Midrabanan, that there's an Isser Mashu by Chometz Pesach, is even Min B'She'ein Amino. So, do you hear? Okay, so that's the Vort.
Looks like the Shach doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim.
What
do
you say?
Shach doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim the way he defined.
Well, the Shach, this is all within Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah,
this is all within Rabbeinu Tam. This is all explained in the Tosis of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, the Gemara says it has to be Nesinus Tam. So why does it have to be Nesinus Tam if it's for following Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is because you need it to be Mimamino, you need it to be a Be'en. Because if it's not a Be'en, then Trei Mashu Lo Amrinan. That's the task. So Trei Mashu Lo Amrinan, Bechametz B'Pesach also. And therefore, according to the Taz, if you cook chametz on a potato, and the potato had Shishim Keneged, and then you cook the potato's also, but now you cook that potato with another potato, the Taz says the second potato is Mutter. You can eat it on Pesach. Because that would be Trei Mashu. The first potato became Aser Alts Mashu, and now the second potato is going to Aser, the first potato is Aser, the second potato is Trei Mashu Lo Amrinan, in all cases. That's the Taz. And the Shach says, no, there's no din of Trei Mashu Lo Amrinan. If it's not Nasens the Vela, it's then it's considered, the reason why there's no din Mashu in the second piece, because then it's considered Mim She'en Amino, because it's Issev Heter to Heter. But by Chometz Pesach, there's a din of Issev Mashu even by Mim B'She'en Amino. Wow, Rabbi Osai. So this is the famous Shach and the famous Taz. What do you say? Good. You have to digest it.
Well, so, why is it considered amino if it's fully Isser?
Why is what?
Shach was saying that it's considered amino if it's fully Isser.
The Shach is saying if you have if you only have Isser, so then say your question again?
The Shach was saying that if it's Me'urav Isser V'Heter, then it's not amino.
Yeah, even though the one is a potato and a potato, right? But we view it just like, you know, we learned that Ran in Nedarim about Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, that we said that that you need a clash, so the clash could come from the species or it can come from the Isser v'Heter. So too, when you have Isser and Heter falling into Heter, so that's like Mim Shein Amino, because it's Isser v'Heter, it's not the same as just Heter. So it's like a Mim Shein Amino. So Mela, that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say that it would be batal, because it's not Mim Amino. But Chametz B'Pesach, the din of Mim Amino ain't a batal, even Isser and... the Chametz B'Pesach, even Mim Shein Amino is also B'Masho.
What if we said Hanan in the first?
Yeah, if you would say Hanan, that's why you have to be able to say Hanan. If you would say Hanan, but Hanan you only say if it's what? If it's the no Sin Tam. So that's why the Gemara said it has to be no Sin Tam. The Mela, it's Hanan. Once it's Hanan, it's all Isser. So then it can then that goes into the second piece. That's Mim Bimino. Because Isser, because it's the same species. One is Isser, one is Heter, but that's Mim Amino. But if what's coming in is Isser and Heter coming into Heter, that's called Mim Mishein Amino, says the Shach, and therefore, and by Mim Mishein Amino, you don't say Isser Mashu, except for Chametz B'Pesach. So that's why he disagrees with the Taz. And he says that the second potato, if the first potato got a Tam Chametz of a Mashu, and then the second potato goes into the first potato goes into the second potato, then the Taz says that's mutter, but it's trey mashu, but the Shach would say it's aser, because there's no din of trey mashu. The din is that if it's not nachas nevela, it's iser v'heter, and iser v'heter going into heter is mim mishein amino, and mim mishein amino is not mim amino, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be batal. And by Chometz B'Pesach, this is an iser of mashahu, even mim mishein amino, so what that it's iser v'heter? Iser v'heter into heter is a mashahu by mim mishein amino, but by Chometz B'Pesach is also even by mim mishein amino. That's good, no? You have to digest that, right? You're digesting? It's good, no? That's why I wanted to leave this shiur to specifically just talk about this topic today. Because, you know, I want you... In other words, the next thing we're going to do in this packet is also a complicated thing. So I didn't want you to have two complicated things in one shear. So I want you to, you know, you can schmooze with Rabbi Tuchman about it. I want you to really digest it. Seder? Okay, so we're going to stop here now because I don't want to go on to something else now. Because I want you to make sure you understand. First, you have to understand the Tosfos. Because Kasha, the Rabbi of Tom's Teretz, the Rabbi of Ephraim's Teretz, the way that Taz understood the Tosfos, the way the Shach understood the Tosfos, and how it comes out in Afkamina for Chometz B'Pesach. And if you don't know every step of the way, then you're missing. You have to know every step of the way. It starts with the Gemara. Kevin Shanoson Tam B'Chaticha Devela Nasas Devela. And then the Tosfos Kasha. Why does it have to be in the Sinas Tam? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, then we ain't even not a Sinas Tam. And then Tosfos is Rabbi Tam's Teretz, Rabbi Ephraim's Teretz, the Taz's explanation to Rabbi Tam, and the Shach's explanation to Rabbi Tam, and how it's a Nafkemina by Chometz B'Pesach. Okay, so and if you're missing any part of that, then you have to ask me, Rabbi Tuchman, to understand. Okay, there's a fundamental machlokes here, this Taz and Shach. Okay, let me say good morning to everybody. Harav Katan, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael K.
Morning, Rabbi.
How are you? Rav Eli Deutsch, it was nice to see you yesterday, Rav Eli Deutsch. I saw Rav Eli Deutsch in real life. You know, I don't get to see everyone in real life all the time. But Rav Eli Deutsch, I saw in real life. And Rav David Amster, wah, chashev. Hopefully we'll see you on a regular basis, Bez Hashem.
Bez Hashem.
Daddy Lou, I like the scenery there.
Thank you, Rabbi. How are you?
Good, good. Rav Michael K., Rav Yossi Wagschel, how are you? Rav Ben Castro, Rav Eli Deutsch, and Rav Ezra Hess. Okay, so so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll continue. Okay, we'll have a good day.
Have a good day, Rabbi. Awesome. Come on, I can learn.